Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening again to my radio audience today. I would like to greet the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of Israel. I greet you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Holy Spirit, the mother of all living things. I am here today because the God of Israel, the one and true only God in this universe, in this earth, wanted me to come on his divine platform and speak to you prophetically today about worship. About what we worshiping, who we worshiping, and why we are worshiping it. So this is going to be a very, very, very powerful. The worship of the people in this world, end time prophecy. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, prophet. I am his prophet. I am the prophet of the God of Israel and the prophet of the 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation or the Hebrew kingdom. Power of truth. Divine platform, prophetic power of truth, divine platform. I am your host, Elisheba. The worship of the people in this world, end time prophecy. Y'all need to understand. Jew and Gentiles, you need to understand today what the God of Israel, Ahaya is his name, want you to know today. This is a prophetic platform. This is a divine platform. This is a end time platform that the God of Israel set up 2 years ago. And I have been speaking to you people prophetically for 2 whole years. That's a long time. That is a long time for a people not to amend their ways, for a people not to repent for all the idolatry and all the abominations that you people have committed in this earth. What do you think going to happen after the God of Israel have used his prophet to speak to you for 2 years? COVID-19, we're in a crisis, and all the rest of the stuff that's going on in this earth. He used me to speak to you prophetically. What do you think going to happen after you could keep on ignoring the God of Israel and his prophet that he have set up in this end time, this last and final hour, the last and final days that we have in this earth? What you think going to happen to you people ignoring? You keep trying to go on with your life. You keep trying to open up something that the God of Israel closed a year and a half ago. Your economy. I told you a year and a half ago, your economy will not open. because that's what he told me to tell you. But today I'm not speaking about your economy. I am speaking about the worship of the people this world. End time prophecy today. What are you worshiping? What are you serving? Who are you worshiping? Who are you serving? And why? That's what we're going to establish today on this platform. Because the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, he want you people to understand exactly what you are worshiping. And guess what? It don't have nothing to do with him. Nothing at all. And I'm going to prove that again to you today. So we have a lot to cover today. We have a lot of scriptures. We have a lot of things that we need to cover. We have some articles that we need to read. So let's get going right now. Guest call-in number 661-244-9831 for anybody that wants to call in. Bishop, pastor, elder, evangelist, it doesn't matter who you are. Call into the broadcast if you need to speak to the God of Israel, prophet. Yeah. Let's open up our first scripture for today. Let's open up the first scripture for today. This is a very serious broadcast, people. This is a very serious broadcast, people. Hebrews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhas, all of y'all people. This is a very serious broadcast because guess what? Things are getting worser and worser and worser and worser. And no, your Jesus can't help you. No, your Buddha can't help you. No, your Allah can't help you. Why? Because again, I done told you people for 2 years. They are not real. They are something that was set up by the Gentiles for you people to worship, call on, and serve. The Gentiles set up all the religions that you have in this earth. The Gentiles. Yes. You don't know who a Gentile is? I'll tell you that later. But let's open up our Bible right now. We're going to start with Acts chapter 19, verse 26 to 37 verse. Acts 19, 26 to 37. Let me show y'all people the truth, the divine truth that comes from the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit and the heavenly hosts. Acts 19. Acts 19, verse 26 through 37. No, I am not your average preacher. I'm not your average minister. No, I'm not your average prophet or apostle. I am the one that the God of Israel, Ahiah, chose and preserved for this day, for this time, and for this hour to speak to you people prophetically and let you know exactly. I don't have to guess what's going on, like all your prophets and your bishops and your preachers. I don't have to guess, because the God of Israel is going to speak it directly in my ear so I can tell you exactly what it is. Acts 19:26. Acts 19:26. We're going to go all the way back to ancient times when Paul and Peter and all the disciples had their ministries and had their callings and their offices that they had to operate in. We're going to go all the way back there to paint you a very clear picture about what you people are doing when it comes to worship. Who are you worshiping? Are you worshiping the God of the Bible, the one that wrote the Hebrew scrolls? Are you worshiping him? Or are you worshiping some God that the Gentiles set up in this earth that you people think is real? That you people think is real. Your Jesus. They set him up. Back in ancient times, his name was Zeus or I-Zeus. They just changed the name and removed the I and put a J there. That's all they did. So let's go to Acts 19. Let me show y'all people something that you don't know and something that you don't understand. Yeah, I didn't come here to sugarcoat and talk pretty to you and make you feel good. That's not my job as a prophet of the God of Israel, Ahaya, to make you feel good. My job is to correct you. My job is to correct you and rebuke you for your behavior and for your actions up in this earth. That's my job. And I must be about my Father's business. So no, you ain't going to get no good feel-good sermons here and motivation sermons and blessing sermons and God going to do this for you and God going to do. What is God doing for you people? Nothing but what I can see. With COVID-19 and all kind of stuff going on, I can't see no blessings. But I can see all kind of curses, people, up in here. Acts 19:26. Moreover, let's go up to verse 25 here. Let's go up to verse 24. Acts 19:24. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith. I'm reading the King James Version Bible for anybody that want to know. Which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen. Verse 25 of Acts 19, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation and said, sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Y'all people listening to me? By this craft, by this sorcery, by these lies, by these deceptions, by these false gods that we have set up in this earth for people to worship, we have our wealth. The same thing that was going on way back then is going on right now today. They have their wealth. The people that rule this world have their wealth. The Gentiles, the ones that set up all your religions and all your gods. All your bishops and your T.D. Jakes and your crapto dollars and your Rob Parsleys and your Joe Osteens and your Paula Whites and your Joyce Myers, they have their wealth from the same thing that these people was doing in Acts 19:24, worshiping a shrine named Diana. But see, Diana is the modern name for the false god. I'm going to give you the ancient name for the false god in a minute. Just like the ancient name is Zeus or I-Zeus, the modern name is Jesus. Same exact thing that Acts 19:24 and 25 is talking about. That's exactly what's going on today, people. So let me break it down for you. Let me go. So they said, Acts 19:26, moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but also throughout all Asia. Throughout all Asia, this Paul have persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods, which are made with hands. So Paul the prophet, yes, that's exactly who he is. When he went over there in Asia, people of Asia, they had a problem with Paul because Paul told them that your shrine, that your statues of your goddess named Diana, she is not real. And you people have used all of these, this false god named Diana, to get all your wealth. The same thing that they are doing today in your Christian churches. And I'm going to prove it to you, people. I'm going to prove it to you today that the same exact thing that they was doing in Acts 19, they're doing right now today. And that's why they got so much money. And that's why they have so much wealth. Because it is a craft. It is sorcery. It is witchcraft. It is deception. It is a lie that they was falling way back then in ancient times, that they falling right now today. Paul told them that they be no gods which are made with hands. So the Gentiles, they have the whole world. If you are not a Jew, you are a Gentile. They have the whole world worshiping false gods today. They have the whole world worshiping idols today. The same gods that they was worshiping back then, Paul and Peter in them day, with a different name. The same exact thing, people. Verse 27 of Acts 19. Let me take my time and make it clear to you today. So that not only this our craft, is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple, listen to what I'm saying to you. I'm reading Acts 19:27 now. But the temple, what do you have for your Christian churches and your Christian ministries? Temples. Your Allah, your Buddha, temples. But also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and here magnificent should be destroyed, whom all Asia in the world worshipeth. Let me read that again now. Let me read that again now. So they told Paul, this is our great goddess, Diana, and this is her temple. And if we don't stop this prophet, Paul, Peter, John, and all the rest of them, if we don't stop these men, they're going to destroy our wealth. Because they are coming against our gods and our goddesses. So we need to stop these people. And that's why they killed the disciples. You want to know why they really killed the disciples? You want to know why they really killed Paul and Peter and all the rest of them? Because they came against their wealth. They came against their gods and their goddess and their doctrine and their belief and their faith. No, they weren't calling on no Jesus. That's not the name of the Son of the living God. And when I say living God, Ahayah is his name, the God of Israel. No, Peter and them wasn't calling on no Jesus. And no other God but what the Son of God revealed to him or them when they was in, when he was in the earth. So I'm reading Acts 19:26. So they said, we got to stop this man named Paul. We got to stop these people, Peter, and all the rest of them. Because if we don't stop them, they're going to destroy. They're going to destroy all of our wealth and all of our gods. You got so many statues of Jesus. Let me help you people. You got so many statues of Mary and little baby Jesus. You have so many statues of Zeus and Apollo and all the rest of them gods. This going to be a heavy broadcast, people. This broadcast is going to be so very heavy. So right here in Acts 19:27, so that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia in the world worship it. You need to know who Diana is. You need to know who Diana is in the earth today. See, that's what they do to Gentiles, the people that set up your religions and the law of the land. That's what they do. That's how they deceive you people. They take out the real name for the gods that they are worshiping and the gods that they are telling you people to worship. And they put names like Diana. And they put names like Jesus. And they put names like Jehovah. And they put names like Allah. And they put names like Buddha to deceive you so you don't understand what God you are really worshiping and what God you are really serving and what God you are really calling on. So that's how they fix it up to make it real pretty for you people. So you can think that you serving a real God. So you can think that you calling on the real Son of God. So that you can think that Jehovah is the right name for the God of Israel. There's no J's in the Hebrew. The God of Israel is the God of the Hebrews. So no, ain't no J's. But let's keep going. So I want to look up the word right now. Temple. Because that's why you got all your temples set up all over the earth. To call on all your gods. And that's why you people are in trouble right now today. The Gentiles have set up temples all over the earth for their gods, statues and everything else. And Paul already told them, there is no God that you can make with your hands. There is, so are you people reading the Bible? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You are not reading the Bible. So he said the all of Asia in the world worship Diana. 28 verse of Acts 19. And we're going to go back. We're going to go back, people. And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, great is Diana of the Ephesians. And the whole city was filled with confusion. My God, don't you see people? Don't you see people? And having caught Gaius, and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companion in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. We're going to look that word up, theater. We're going to look that word up, theater, which is a temple. All your temples today for your gods is nothing but theater. Joel Steen, that's a theater. T.D. Jakes, that's a theater. Kraft O'Dollar, theater. Kenny Copeland, theater. Joyce Myers, theater. So they rushed on Paul's companion with one accord into the theater. Why? Because they was in the theater, which they call a temple back then, and they called that a temple today. That's what you call your church houses, which ain't nothing but theaters. They wanted to kill Paul and his companions. And with verse 30, we're going to take this all the way to the 37th verse, Acts 19. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, The disciples suffered him not. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. We're going to look the word up in a minute. Theater. And some therefore cried one thing, and some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not wherefore they were come together. So because Paul and his companions went up into their temples where they was worshiping their god or goddess Diana, and Paul and his companions began to tell them that that god that you are serving is false. So the people became confused. And the more part knew not wherefore they was come together. Verse 33. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews, putting him forward. And Alexander beckoned with his hand and would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried out, yes, Paul was a Jew. Peter was a Jew. The companions that was with Paul in Ephesians was Jews. People began to cry out that was in the theater, the temple. Great is Diana of Ephesians. Great is Diana of Ephesus. Great is Jesus of the Christian church. Great is Allah of the Muslim church. Great is Yah for the Hebrew Israelite church. Great is the Most High for the Hebrew Israelite church. Great is Jehovah for the Christian church. They cried out, verse 35, and when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that know not how that the city of the Ephesians, Asia, they got many gods in Asia. They had them way back then, and they have many today. The city of Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter. And I'm going to stop right there at verse 35. So what I do want to show you right now, let me go all the way back up, Acts 19:27. So they was worshiping the goddess Diana. This is the translation of the King James Version Bible. But I'm going to give you the ancient name for the goddess Diana. So you will know right now today, people, that goddess is still being worshipped today. That goddess is still being praised today. That goddess is still being glorified and lifted up today. Yes, people. And you don't know it because they changed the name from the ancient name to a modern name. So let's look up the name Diana in the Greek, because they say right here in the book of Acts 19 that they got wealth by craft, by deceiving the people and telling the people that they need to worship this goddess Diana in Asia. She not only in Asia now, she been worshipped all over the earth today. So he say all of Asia is worshiping her, and the whole world worship the goddess Diana. Acts 19:27. Diana, Greek number 735. Her ancient name for this false god, this statue is Artemis. That is her ancient name. Artemis. Artemis. A-R-T-S. Artemis. Probably from the same as Greek number 736. Prompt Artemis, the name of a Cretan goddess. She is a Greek goddess named Artemis, borrowed by the Asians for one of their deities, Diana. Artemis is her ancient name. And it says right here, Acts 19:27. So that not only this, our craft is in danger, to be set at naught, if we don't stop Paul and his companions, we won't make no more money. We won't get no more wealth. Our goddess, Artemis, won't get no more worship. But also that the temple, let's look up the word temple now. We read in Acts 19:27. It's Greek number 2411. A sacred place, that is entire precinct, central sanctuary itself of the temple at Jerusalem and elsewhere. Yes. Yes. Because the children of Israel start going off in Jerusalem when they built the temple. When Solomon got through building the temple, Solomon began to set up all kind of goddess and gods in the temple and worship them. And he taught the children of Israel how to serve and worship them. And that's why the children of Israel got kicked out of Jerusalem, because they began to worship Artemis, Diana in the English, Charmus, Baal, Jehovah, same as Baal, and all the rest of them, Astarte, Ceramuses. So yes, people, let me keep going. So all of Asia Minor, it said Greek number 773 for Asia. Asia Minor, Western Shore Asia, and the world. When you pull up the world right here, it's Greek number 3625. It's a globe, Roman Empire. Yes, the Romans, the same people that set up all your religions, the Catholic Church and all the rest of them, the Romans, they worship the goddess Diana or Artemis in ancient times. That's your Mary that you see the statues of her. That's Artemis. That's who that is. Or Rameses, or a star. So the world is the globe, the Roman Empire, Greek number 3625. They worship, mean they adore, they reverence, they worship, devout religious. Now let's keep going. I'm going to look up the word theater right here. Acts 19:29. Theater. A place for public show. Theater. That is general audience, room. By implication, a show itself. Figuratively, spectrally, theater. That's what it's all about in your pagan institutions called churches and mosques and Hebrew Israelite ministries, a place for public show, a theater, a audience, a room, by implication, a show. A show so they can get that wealth. It's all about wealth. It's all about money. Let's go to the next scripture. Now I'm going to take you to a precept 26. Psalms 115. Psalms 115. Let's go to Psalms 115. We have some articles to prove what we are saying today to be true. Psalms 115. You think Paul and Peter and them got killed because they was calling on Jesus? No. No. That's not the Son of God name. How could they get killed for calling on Jesus when you people calling on that same name today and you still alive? That's how dumb you people are and naive and simple-minded. The same exact names that you said Peter and all them got killed for by the Roman Empire. You people calling on that same name today, and you still alive. So no, that was not the name. Psalms 115. Let's start at verse 1. Not unto us, O Ahia. That's his name. Not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth. Sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Who is the heathen? The heathen are the Gentiles. When you look up the word heathen right here in Psalms 15 verse 2, and they taught you that everybody is a Gentile and Israel is dead. Israel is dead. And everybody is Gentile. This is what's being taught up in this earth today. So Gentile is a heathen. Hebrew number 1471. A foreign nation, hence a Gentile. A heathen. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? Talking about the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. Where is their God? But our God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. But our God is in the heavens. You can't make no statue of him. You cannot make no image of him. You cannot make no image of his son. Because he is against graven images. He hates molten gods. But our God is in the heavens. He have done whatsoever he have pleased. Psalms 115 verse 4. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. That's what your idols are. The works of man's hand. The same thing that Paul tried to tell them over there in the book of Acts, chapter 19, that you cannot make. There is no such thing as a God being made with the hand of a man. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. Yes, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them, Psalms 115, verse 8. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. Everyone that trusts in them. They that make them are like them. False. All your gods are false. And the people that made them are false. And everyone that trusts in them is just like them. You got ears to hear, you can't hear people. You got eyes to see people, you cannot see. You got a nose to smell people, you cannot smell. You have feet to walk, people, but you walking, but not where the God of Israel want you to walk and go and do. Okay? They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusts in them. And that's why so many Bible verses in the Bible scriptures that tell you that the people got ears, but they can't hear. They have eyes to see, but they cannot see. They have a heart to understand, but they cannot understand. Because you are just like your false gods. The ones that you believe in. The ones that you love. The ones that you serve. The ones that you worship. That's not real. Look what he said. And Psalms 115:9. O Israel, trust thou in Ahayah. He is their help and their shield. Jesus cannot help you. Yah cannot help you, Israel. Jah cannot help you. YHWH cannot help you. Allah can't help you. Buddha can't help you. Armitis Diana cannot help you. Mary can't help you. Ceramicus can't help you. Oh, Israel, trust thou in Ahayah. He is their help and their shield. Oh, house of Aaron, the priest, trust in Ahayah. He is their help and their shield. shield, your statues and your images that the Gentiles have set up in all the earth, all over the globe, cannot help you. Who is Aaron? The priest. Haiti and the earth. Why you think Haiti going through so much? Because they calling on false gods, statues, all kind of images and figures that they have made up and the people have gave them to worship. Ye that fear higher, trust in a higher. He is their help and their shield. A higher have been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Say nothing about no Gentile. He will bless the house of Israel, his remnant. He will bless the house of Aaron, the Leviticus priesthood, the remnant of the Leviticus priesthood. He will bless. Ahiah is his name, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. He will bless them that fear Ahiah, both small and great. Next chapter. Psalms 135. Psalms 135. Verse 13 through 18. Thy name, O Ahiah, endure forever, and thy memorial, O Ahiah, throughout all generations. For Ahiah will judge his people. Who is his people? The 12 tribes of Israel. And he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathens, who is the heathens now? Gentiles. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. And that's exactly what you people are worshiping, the works of man's hands. The names of the gods that the Gentile heathens gave you people to worship and call on in all of your theaters and all of your temples called churches, ministries, and synagogues. The idols of the heathens are silver and gold, the works of man's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. They that make them are like unto them. My God. So is everyone, there go again, that trusts and them. You just like your idols. False people. False. Absolutely, you people are false. You got eyes to see. You cannot see. You have ears to hear. You cannot hear. Hear who? The God that put you in this earth. You can't hear him. Let me get a precept for Psalms 135 verse. Verse 13. Thy name, O Ahiah, endure forever, and thy memorial, O Ahiah, throughout all generations. Let's get the precept to prove to you what David was talking about here. It's the name of the God of Israel. Instead of putting his name in Psalms 135:13, they put Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, all through the Bible, Lord, 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 Lord. They don't want you to know his name. Who is they? The Gentiles, the pagans, the heathens that rule this earth. And they told you and everybody else in this earth that they are Gentiles. The only people that's not being told that they are Gentiles is some Israelis that's over there in Jerusalem, the fake Israel. Those are the only ones is not being told in this earth that they are Gentiles. Everybody else believes that they are a Gentile and Israel is dead. Father God, what is going on up in hell? So Psalms 135:13 is talking about the name of the God of Israel. And it is a memorial forever throughout all generations. So let me get you that name. And let me get you that memorial throughout all generations. He didn't tell you to serve Diana, Artemis, and Guadalupe, and Jesus, and Baal, and Jehovah, and Allah. He didn't tell you to serve none of those gods. He said, my name, what he revealed to Moses. This is my memorial. The same thing that David is saying right here in Psalms 135:13. This is my memorial throughout all generations. So let's go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, to show you that memorial throughout all generations. We're getting there, people. We're going deeper than deep can take us today. Exodus 3, 14. Let's start at verse 13. Of Exodus 3. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, this is a precept to Psalms 135:13. It's talking about the name. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you. And they should say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus should I say unto the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. I am have sent me unto you. And God said, moreover unto Moses, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, the Lord, he didn't say that. I'm going to go back up to Exodus 3:14, and I'm going to pull up the word I am in the Hebrew so you'll know what his name is. Because this is a memorial. His name is a memorial throughout all generations. There is no other God. There is no other name. There is no other people but the children of Israel. He did not kill his people and make a new people called Gentiles. Gentiles are pagans. They heathens. And I'm going to prove that to you today. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. So let's look up the word I am. In the Hebrew, Exodus 3:14 for his name is Hebrew 1:9-6:1. Hayah. Hayah. Or Ahayah. Look it up for yourself. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am Ahayah. Ahayah have sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, Exodus 3:15. Ahayah, not no Lord there. Not no Lord. Ahayah, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Exodus 3:15. Now let's take you back to Psalms. Let's take you back to Psalms 135 just to clear it up and clarify what we just told you. Psalms 135, people. Verse 13. Thy name, O Ahayah, you think David called him Lord? No, David did not call him Lord. David knew his name. He was the king of Israel. All the children of Israel knew his name. They ain't calling him no Lord. Thy name, O Ahayah, endure forever. And thy memorial. Did I not just read that to you in Exodus 3:15, that this is my name, Ahayah, and this is my memorial throughout all generations? Thy name, O Ahayah, endure forever. And thy memorial, Ahayah, throughout all generations. So his name is not Jehovah, which is Baal. In ancient times. So his name is not Jesus, which is Zeus, Izeus, in ancient times, or Zeus. No, people. His name is not Allah. His name is not Buddha. His name is not Yah, and none of the rest of them. So let's go to our next scripture. Our next scripture is Isaiah 46:5-9. Isaiah 46. We're going to say all the news articles for last. All the news articles and all the articles that I have, I will save them for last. Isaiah 46:5-9. To whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? So the God of Israel is telling Isaiah to tell the children of Israel, Who in this world, who in this earth can compare to me? Who is like me? Who is equal to me? I am Ahayah. I am the real God. I am the God of all gods. Who can compare to me? Diana, your God is Diana. Compare to me, Israel. Where are your gods? Why they can't help you right now? Why they can't stop COVID? Why they can't stop the disease? Why they can't stop you people from dying from all your sickness and all your disease? Why? Because they not real, Israel. Isaiah 46:6. They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance. Hire a goldsmith and he make it like a god. They fall down, yea, they worship it. The Catholic Church is full of statues. And you Christians say you Protestants, you think you're doing something different because you don't got a big statue of your Jesus and your Jehovah up in your churches. You're not doing nothing different. You still call it on a false God and a false deity. Verse 7, they bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth from his place, shall he not remove? Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Excuse me, people. See ya. All right, excuse me, people. They bear upon him, Isaiah 46, 7, the shoulder. They carry him or her, Diana and all the rest of your gods. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth from his place. Shall he not remove? Yea, he can't walk. Remember what the God of Israel said? They got feet, but they can't walk. You got to carry them. One shall cry unto him. How long you been crying to Ceramicus and the statues of the Catholic Church? How long you been crying to Jesus and he don't answer you? He don't take your diabetes away and your high blood pressure and your mental illness and your poverty and all the stuff that you're going through. How long have you been crying to your Jesus and to your Jehovah and to your Allah and Buddha? One shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer. They cannot hear you, people. They don't have no ears. The ears that the people, the man made them, they don't have no life in their ears. They cannot hear you. They cannot hear you. And that's why you keep crying and crying and crying and getting more money and more money and more money and more money. And nothing is happening and nothing is changing and nothing is getting no better. Unto him, yet he can he not answer nor save him out of his trouble. Your gods cannot save you, Israel. Your gods cannot help you, Gentiles. Don't you see that your God, Satan, he don't got enough power. He don't got enough power to stop the God of Israel. He can't stop him. He made him. Remember this and show yourself men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old. Remember Israel. Remember what I did to y'all when y'all was in the wilderness, when you came out of Egypt and you start worshiping and serving your gods. Remember. Give me 1 minute, people. I got a phone call. Okay, people, I'm back. So remember, I'm reading Isaiah 46:9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Remember, people, wake up. Wake up. I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. Wake up and understand that the whole world is serving false gods. The whole world is serving the wrong gods. Remember how I killed thousands and millions of you people in the wilderness when you worship, when you set up your calf. Remember what I did to you, Israel, when you got to Canaan, when you got to Jerusalem, when you start serving Baal and all your gods. Remember what I did to the children of Israel. And that's why you people are dying right now today. That's why. I cannot tell you that enough. That's why you people are dying, and you cannot get rid of COVID. You cannot get rid of it. You cannot. Why? Because you will not stop worshiping all of your idols and all of your false gods that the Gentiles have set up all over the earth. They pagans, they heathens, they set up false gods. They love statues, the Gentiles. They love statues. They love false gods. They love images. They love pagan worship. They love idolatry. They love abominations. And they teaching you people all the stuff that they love, all the things that they desire, all the things that they do, they teaching it to the whole world. So the whole world is in paganism. Yes. Next scripture, people. Hosea 8:1-6. Hosea 8:1-6. Hosea 8:1-6. The trumpet to thy mouth. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle. Mm-hmm. The Gentiles are going to come as an eagle, Israel. He shall come as an eagle against the house of Ahiah. Because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. They did it back then, and y'all doing it today. So he's going to send the eagle after y'all. The eagle. Who is the eagle? All the Gentile nations in this earth, their symbol, that's on their flags and everywhere else they got them, is an eagle. Is an eagle, people. All of them have the eagle as their symbol for their countries. I'm going to blow the trumpet, Jose. Blow the trumpet. Put the trumpet up to your mouth. He was a prophet, just like I am a prophet of the God of Israel. Put the trumpet up to your mouth. I'm going to send the eagle against the house of Israel for their transgression, for them breaking my covenant and trespassing against my law. That's what you people have done. And he's sending an eagle after you people right now. Right now, the eagle is after you people, Israel. That's why you got COVID all over the earth. That is the eagle. Hosea 8:2, people. You have went against the God of Israel to serve other gods. You have broke his law. You have transgressed and trespassed against the one and true only God in this earth. And now he want to hurt you people. And you know how he going to hurt you? He going to send the eagle, just like he sent them on our ancestors back in ancient times. He's going to send the eagle again right now in modern times. It's the eagle that's taking you people down out of this earth. They are the weapon. They are the weapon of the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. They are his weapon. They are his indignation against you, Israel, against you, Gentiles. Hosea 8:2. Thank you, Father. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. That's what y'all saying right now. That's what you are saying right now, Hebrews. The one that y'all say y'all into the truth. Y'all crying right now, saying, my God, we know thee. You Gentiles are crying right now, saying, my God, God, we know thee. Y'all crying and saying and confessing that you know him. You don't know him. You don't know this God. You know the God of the Gentiles. Israel have cast off the things that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. Y'all want to know where we are prophetically? I'm going to tell you right now. The enemy shall pursue Israel. You are being pursued right now by the eagle. Yes. And the God of Israel have them pursuing you. Why? Because you have transgressed his law and his covenant. He told you, remember the days of old, what I did when the children of Israel broke my law, broke my covenant. I killed millions of them in the wilderness. I killed millions of them in Canaan, Jerusalem. Remember the days of old. I am the same God. I'm the same God that I was back then. I'm the same God today and forever. Let me go now, people. I got to get out of here. Israel have, Hosea 8:3. Israel have cast off the things that is good. Enemy shall pursue him. New world order, people. New world order. Who is the enemy? The Gentiles. The eagle. See, none of your Christian churches and your synagogues and your mosques and can tell you that. Why? Because they don't know that. They don't know the prophetic. And they don't know the God of the prophetic. His name is Ahayah. Israel have cast off. The enemy shall pursue him. So know, people, you won't get away. You won't get away, people. Only 10% will make it out. The enemy will pursue you, which is the new world order, which is COVID-19, which is death and destruction all over the earth. The enemy shall, but I ain't talking about Satan, talking about real enemies, men and women, enemies, Gentile, the eagle, that's who your enemy is. Yeah, they work for Satan. Satan is their God. They have set up kings, but not by me. Talking about Israel. They have made princes and I knew it not. Or their silver and their gold, they have they made them idols that they may be cut off. The calf, O Samaria, has cast thee off. My anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocence? I'm innocent. I love God. God is my Father. God is with me. I serve God. I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jehovah. I'm innocent. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm a saint. I don't sin. I don't. How long will you act like you innocent people? And you are not. Calf. Your calf, O Samaria. Who lived in Samaria? The 10 tribes of Israel. And they set up a calf. Just like they set up one in the wilderness when they left Egypt. They set up two calves when they left Egypt. And when they got all the way over there in Jerusalem, they set up two more calves in Samaria, northern Israel. They set up two more calves. And they made the God of Israel angry. And that's why he killed millions of them. And the ones that he didn't kill, he scattered all over the earth. And we are their children. Children of Israel serve idols. Yes, the children of Israel serve false God. Yes, the children of Israel set up all kind of images and groves and gods up in the temple, just like y'all doing today in your temples and in your theaters. They not the temples of the God of Israel. The God of Israel only had one temple in this earth. And guess what? It got torn down in ancient times. So he don't have no temple in the earth. His temple is his people right now. The 12 tribes of Israel, that's his temple. So all these temples and theaters y'all got set up on all these corners all over the earth, guess what? Guess what, people? The God of all gods, Ahayah is my name. I have absolutely nothing to do with your gods or your temples. And that's why you people are dying. You want to keep acting like you're innocent? You want to keep acting like you ain't doing nothing to me? You want to act like you so holy and you so righteous and you so good and you so saved and you calling on the right God? You want to keep acting like you are innocent. The more you people act like you innocent, the more I'm going to hurt y'all. The more I am going to destroy you people. That's it. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Hebrews. Ahayah is my name. Scripture. Now let me show y'all some more prophetic end time prophecy. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:19. Corinthians 10:19. Y'all people think I'm playing. I'm not playing with you people. I'm not playing with you people. And if you have not figured that out yet, that I'm not playing with you people, then what do I have to do to make you figure it out? What do I have to do to you people What do I have to do to your children to make you figure it out? Hebrews, Gentiles. God of Israel, 10:19. This is the worship of the people in this world, end time prophecy, power of truth, divine platform. 1 Corinthians 10:19. Thank you, Father. Say whatever you need to say, Father. I'm your servant. I'm your servant. I'm here to do your will, whatever it is, Father. My life belongs to you. 1 Corinthians 10:19. What say I did? Let me show y'all some more prophetic, some more prophecy. What shall I say then? That the idol is anything, or what, or that which offered and sacrificed to idols is anything? So Paul is saying right here in 1 Corinthians, what do I need to tell you, Gentiles? What do I need to say to you, Hebrews? That the idols that you call on and worship and go to and lift up and run to all your life, all of your lives, all of our lives, we've been taught to worship idols and serve idols and call on false gods all of our lives. In ancient times, all the way to modern times. You people not innocent. You're not innocent. You worse than your ancestors. You worse than the children of Israel. That the idols is anything. They mean absolutely nothing. And when you look up idol right here in 1 Corinthians 10:19, it's Greek number 1497. An image that is for worship. That's what an idol is. An image. That is for worship. All your statues of Jesus. Jesus is an idol. Jesus is an idol. That's why he have a statue, because he is an idol. He is an image. He is not the Son of God. Your Allah, your Yah, and all your gods. An image is said, a Greek number. That is for worship by implication, a heathen god. I told you the Gentiles, when you look up word, the word Gentile, it's a heathen. It's a heathen, it's a pagan. Now it say right here for the word idol, it's a heathen god. So who set up all these gods that we have in the earth, people, that can't help us? Got eyes, but they can't see. They got ears, but they can't hear. They got a mouth, but they can't speak. They got feet, but they can't walk. Who set up all these gods? The Gentiles. They the ones who set them up. Cedia, could you check and see if my blanket stopped dry on the line? Check and see if my sheet is dry, please. My clothes on the line, please. An image that is what we're, okay? Excuse me, people. The heathen god, worship to such, okay. So an idol is nothing. That which is offered in sacrifices to idol is anything. Everything that you offer to your images, to your false gods, all your sacrifices, everything that you give them, all your prayers, all your fasting, all your money, all your time, all your everything, all your life is absolutely nothing, Paul said, because they not real. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. Let me say it again. And not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. But I say the things which the Gentiles, all you Christians all over the world, all you people all over the earth say that you are Gentiles. That's what you've been taught, and that's what you believe without no historical documentation to back it up, without no information to back it up. You just simply believe whatever the people that rule this earth have told you without any research, knowledge, or wisdom or understanding. I'll read it, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice. Yeah, you're a Gentile because you believe that. Yes, they sacrifice to devils. Everything that you have gave to your Jesus, and I'm going to prove that to you before I go. They sacrifice to devils and not to God. Do I need to say anything else? They sacrifice to devils and not to God. So all your Christian churches, all your mosques, all your everything, all your synagogues, all your theaters where your bishops and your prophets and your apostles and your elders and your pastors get all their wealth from. You worshiping and sacrificing to devils. And that's what Paul told the people. And not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. So when you look up the word right here, devils, 10:20, it say, Greek number 1140, a demonic, you're not sacrificing to God. Y'all people really thought y'all been following Paul. You're not following Paul. You don't even know who Paul is. You don't even know who Paul is. You don't even know what Paul was talking about. You don't even know the God that Paul was serving. The God that Paul lost his life for, you don't even know that God. So how can you say you serving, you following Paul? You don't know Paul. You don't know the God that Paul served and worshiped. And he lost his life You sacrificing to devils and not to God. It's a Greek number 1140, a demonic being, by extension, a deity, devil, God. And that's why y'all call him God, 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 God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I serve God. I worship God. I love God. Well, what is that God name that you are talking about? Paul say you are sacrificing to devils, which is a demon, and not to the God of Israel. It's only one God. It's only one God and one creator with one son. So that took me, say, a demon, a demonic being. And that Greek number took me to another Greek number. Is it dry? Where you taking it, bro? Is she? Okay, yeah. Don't put it on your clothes, please. No, it's okay. Just leave it there. One minute. Yeah, it need more. Yeah, it's not. Okay, that took me to Greek number. It's not dry, right? Give it. Hang it on the door right here. Excuse me, people. I'm reading 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20. Okay? I pulled up the word devil, and it took me to another Greek number, Greek number 1142. And it says, to distribute fortunes. To distribute fortunes, a demon or supernatural spirit, devil. So in all your theaters, just like they was in a theater in the book of Acts 19, when Paul and all the rest of them went up in there telling them that the gods that they were serving, Diana, are meat, it's not real. They was in a theater. All your churches are theaters. All your churches are temples and theaters to all your false gods with different names. So Paul's saying that you people don't sacrifice to God. I'm talking about the God of Israel. You don't know nothing about that God. Believe me, nothing at all. He said, you sacrifice the devils, Gentiles. And when I pulled up the word devil, it said demonic spirit. And then it took me to Greek number 1142, a demonic being. And then it said to distribute fortunes. Remember I read in Acts 19 where they told Paul, we got to stop these people. We got to stop Paul. We got to stop Paul and his companions, because if we don't stop them, we won't make no more. We won't get no more wealth. Your Christian churches, your Muslim churches, your Hebrew Israelite churches, and all your churches distributing fortunes. Greek number 1142. You worshiping and sacrificing to a demon. To a demon of wealth. Okay? To a demon. And then you are distributing fortune. So you're sacrificing all your money. All the money that you people writing all them checks and all that stuff that you giving them leaders. You are worshiping and sacrificing to devils to distribute fortunes. So you not on, you know, in order for them to tell you to give them $1,000 check or $1 million check or $5,000 check. They got to tell you something good is going to happen in your life. They got to tell you something good going to happen to you. You're going to get a, you know, your children going to be blessed, or you're going to get this, or this going to happen, or you're going to be healed in 7 days from cancer. Distributing fortune. So they fortune telling. Fortune telling means they telling. That's why Paul said in Acts 9:19 that it was a craft where they get their wealth from. They distributing fortune and they telling you fortune. They fortune telling to get the fortune and the wealth out of you. That's what it's all about. You're sacrificing to devils and not to God. God don't want your money. He never want it. And Paul say, you know what? Don't have no fellowship with demons. You Gentiles are nothing but devils. You Gentiles are nothing but demons. You Gentiles are evil, wicked people that's worshiping false gods to distribute fortune, to distribute money. That's what it's all about, the wealth that I read in Acts 19. Let me keep going. 1 Corinthians 12:2. So you think you're doing something good and pretty and cute when you can write a $5,000 check to Jesus? My God, people. You think you're doing something so wonderful when you can go up in Bishop T.D. Jakes' church and get and write him a check for $20,000. Yeah. Oh, you think you're doing something so great when you could go up into Joe Osteen Church with his big old theater. I'm going to look up the definition for the word theater so you'll know exactly what it is that you run it up in every Sunday. You think it's so great that you could go up in Joe Osteen Church, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, and you can write him $1 million check. Distributing fortune. The things that the Gentiles sacrifice, which is money, up in your theaters and up in your churches, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And that's why they killed Paul. That's why the Gentiles, the Romans, killed Paul and all the rest of the disciples. Because they was telling people to stay away from them devils. Don't have no fellowship with them devils. And that's why they killed them. Because they came against Jesus' name and Diana's name, Diana and all the gods that they was worshiping, Jupiter, Apollo, and all of them. Paul and them came against them gods and told them, no, you cannot make gods with hands. So stay away from these devils, people. Stay away from these devils because they're on their way to hell. And that's why so many people dropping dead right now today, because you people, time is up. Your time is up, see. You've been worshiping and sacrificing to them devils so long. Distributing all your money and all that fortune telling, those satanic leaders don't told you to get rich and get wealthy off of you. First Corinthians 12:2. Let me keep breaking it down, people. I'm not finished yet. The God of Israel is not finished yet. 1 Corinthians 12:1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brother. Bro, could you come and turn this light on? See ya? Now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you was Gentile. See, he's talking to Hebrews right here. He's talking to Hebrews that thought they was Gentiles because that's what they was taught. They was taught that they was Gentiles. They lived the life of a Gentile. They followed all the Gentile gods and idols and idolatry and paganism, just like you people doing right now. The whole world believe that they are Gentiles outside of the Hebrew Israelites that say they in the truth. You were dumb, ignorant, carried away by these dumb idols, even as you were led. Dumb idols. Dumb idols. Dumb idols. Your cross is a dumb idol. Let me say it loud and clear. Your cross is a dumb idol. Christians, your cross is a dumb idol. The Son of God did not die on no cross. It's a dumb idol. And you are led away by your dumb idols and your dumb, stupid gods that ain't got no breath in them and ain't got no power in them and can't help you and can't save you and can't change your life, can't do nothing for you and your children because they dumb idols of the Gentiles. The God of Israel ain't got no dumb idols because he don't deal with idols. He's the real God. He can hear. He got ears. He got eyes. He can see. He got a mouth. He can speak. He got feet. He can walk. He got hands. He can touch. But you rather have your dumb idols than the God of Israel, the real God. Go on with your dumb idols. Go on, people, with your dumb idols. You love them? You love them? You love them? You love them? Let them help you. Let them save you. Let them take COVID out the earth because I won't be doing it. I won't be doing it for you dumb people. Just say it. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. My name is Ahayah. Next Bible verse, people. Leviticus 17:7. I'm going into overtime. That's what I'm going to deal with my articles and my news articles. Leviticus 17:7. Cedia, could you come and turn this light on and close this front door? Excuse me, people. Leviticus 17:7. Y'all think y'all, people, y'all just don't know what time it is. I'm telling you, you just don't know what time it is. Yeah, Leviticus 17:7. Another precept. And they shall no more. You could just close it real good. Close it, yeah. That's good. And they shall no more, Leviticus 17:7, offer the sacrifices unto devils. I'm way over here in Leviticus now. This is what the children of Israel was doing when they left Egypt. the same stuff y'all doing, the same thing that Paul tried to tell the Hebrews and the Gentiles in Jerusalem, that they was sacrificing to devils and not to God. We way over here in Leviticus 17. Y'all people don't want to change. Y'all people don't want to stop. Y'all people don't want to quit because you love your dumb idols. You love your dumb false idols and gods. You can give them all the money you want to give them. You can get them all the money you want to give your dumb idols. But guess what, people? They will not be able to stop me. And they will not be able to help you, people. Now keep on writing your $1 million check. Keep on writing your $1,000 check. And you don't want to help the poor and the hungry and the needy. Keep on. Because they won't be able to stop me killing and hurting and destroying you wicked, 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 evil people. Leviticus 17:7. I told you, this is a divine prophetic platform. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices to devils, after whom they have gone a horn. This shall be a statue forever unto them throughout their generation. And thou shalt say unto them, whatsoever man be, there be of the house of Israel, or of the stranger which will join among you. Never mind. I ain't going to read that one. Just 7 verses. The children of Israel went a horn. A horn. All the animals that they killed. All their sacrifices and gold and jewelry and money and whatever. Same stuff y'all people doing. Distributing fortunes to your gods. That's what the children of Israel was doing. Distributing fortune. All the gold, all the silver that the God of Israel gave them. They gave it to Baal. They gave it to Moloch. They gave it to Chamus. They gave it to Astar. They gave it to the sun god Ra and Yah. And it's cast. Same thing you people are doing. You just don't have no gold and silver today. What you got is money. So you take your checks and you write your $1 million check and your $1,000 check and your $2,000 check and your $5,000 check and you give it to your gods, Jesus, and all the rest of them. I'm in overtime. You're not sacrificing to God, but to devils. Paul already told you what you're doing. And their sacrifice, Leviticus 17:7, unto devils. Unto devil. After whom they have gone a horn. Horn. Horn, horn, putting on their best outfit, the children of Israel, making their face up, putting on their best makeup, putting on their best suits, linen, they wear linen and silk back then, putting on their best everything to go a horn after their gods, Baal and Jehovah and all the rest of them. That's what you do every Sunday, every Saturday. That's what y'all do. Put on your best outfit and get your checkbook and get your little tithes, put your little money in your envelope, say tithe it, and you take it to your pagan temples, your theaters, and you give it to your gods. You give it to your gods. And that's what the children of Israel did. Same thing y'all doing today. They went a horn. They went a horn. They wouldn't stop horn, and y'all won't stop horn either. And that's why he killed millions of them. And that's why millions are dying right now. You want to know why? You want to know why? I know why. The God of Israel told me why. It's just that y'all don't want to believe that. You don't want to believe that God will ever kill somebody, will ever hurt. Oh, that God that you serving is false. So no, he can't take a life. But the God of all gods, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, higher, he take lives all the time. Next precept. 1 Peter 4:2-3. I have a lot of more scriptures here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through all of them, but I'm just going to read the main ones, okay? And then I want to go to my news articles before they cut me off. 1 Peter 4:2-3. 1 Peter. Come on, Hebrews. Come on, Christians, Gentiles. 1 Peter 4:2-3. Yes. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh of the lust of man, but the will of God. You ain't got no more time, people. Speaking to you prophetic. I'm prophesying. You don't have no more time to serve the lust of this pagan world that the Gentiles have defiled. It's going to either be the God of Israel way or no way. That's the ultimata. It's called an ultimata. Meta. It's going to either be the God of Israel way from this day forward. I'm speaking to you prophetic, or it won't be no way. Know your world not coming back. Know your economy is not coming back. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32:16-17. I got a little bit of time. Deuteronomy 32:16-17. Then we're going to go two more, and then we're going to the news article. Because I want to prove you about these gods y'all follow. Deuteronomy 32:16-17. I wasn't going to even come on today. But you know what? The God of Israel said, go ahead. I need to say something today. Deuteronomy 32:16-17. They provoked him to jealousy. With strange gods, with abominations, provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils. Deuteronomy 32 now, I just read Leviticus, they was horned after their gods, devils. They went a horn after devils, their gods, devils, demons. They sacrifice unto devils, Deuteronomy 32:17, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods, that came newly up, whom they fathers fear not. Talking about the children of Israel. They sacrifice to devils. And when you look up the word devil right here in Deuteronomy 32:17, Hebrew number 7700, a demon. A demon. That's what the children of Israel were sacrificing to. That's not what the God of Abraham, that's not what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sacrificed to. They sacrificed to the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. They provoked him to jealousy. That's why he killed them. That's why he killed them. That's why y'all dying right now. Y'all have provoked the God of Israel to jealousy. Jealousy. Provoke. Provoke means you have made him very angry. You have provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. So you still think your Jesus is real and your Allah and all and Buddha and Yah and all them gods. You have provoked me to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations. It's an idol, something disgusting, abomination. Next precept. Let's go to Psalms 106, 37. And I think with that, I'm going to go, after that, I'm going to go to my news articles. Psalms 106, 37. Psalms 106, 37, people. The God of Israel already spoke. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he already spoke today. Psalms 106, 106, 37. Who is this lady? Who is this woman? I wonder who I am my own self, people. I wonder who I am my own self, people. Psalms 106, 37. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. You see what the children of Israel did? The same thing they're doing now. They sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Your earth is polluted, people, with blood. With blood. You have so much blood. You have killed your sons. You have killed your daughters. Some of y'all people that went crazy, lost your mind, all kind of stuff. They sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils. A demon. This earth is full of blood of innocent. Innocent blood. Psalms 106, 37. Psalms 106, 30. Innocent blood. You killed your little baby. You killed your little baby, your little two-year-old, three-year-old. It's so many news articles where parents is killing their kids, little babies. They are innocent. You innocent blood. Innocent. So with that, people, I'm going to go to the news articles that I have right now. 1 Peter 4, 2 and 3. Let me go back to that. 1 Peter, I forgot something that I need to show you right there. 1 Peter 4 and 3. 1 Peter 4 and 3. Let's go back to that. 1 Peter 4, verse 3. For the time past of our life, I didn't read through, I just read 2. 1 Peter 4:3. For the time past of our life may sufficient us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. See, it's all about the Gentiles, the pagans. whatever they want. That's what Peter say. Before the Son of God came, we were serving the Gentiles. It was all about their gods, all about their gods, their idols, what they wanted us to do, how they wanted us to do it. For the time past of our life may sufficient us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, reviling, banqueting, and abominable adulteries. It's an abominable idolatry, image worship. Greek number 1495 for 1 Peter 4:3, image worship. Lasciviousness is Greek number 766, apparently meaning content. Content. Y'all happy with being in lasciviousness. Content, including other vices, filthy, lasciviousness, lust. It's all about lust. It's all about what the Gentiles lust after. That's what messed the children of Israel up when they got to Canaan. They wanted to be like the Gentiles, the Canaanites, just like them. They wanted to serve the same gods and everything they was doing, and they're worshiping and serving their gods and abominating the same thing. Abominable for 1 Peter 4:3, Greek number 111, statue from the base. Illegal by implication, abominable, unlawful thing. Adultery, Greek number 1495, image worship. That's going to take me to another Greek number for adulteries, image worship. 1497, the world is full of image worship. That's why y'all got images everywhere. Everywhere, crosses, all kind of stuff, pulpits, and oh my God, pictures of Jesus and all kind image worship, adulteries. That took me to image worship, literally or figuratively, adultery. Adultery. That took me to another Greek number, Greek number 1497 for adulteries and image. That is for worship. By implication, a heathen god, or plural, the worship of such idols. It took me to another Greek number. Greek number 2999, ministration of God for adulteries in 1 Peter 4:3, adulteries. It's a Greek number 299, ministration of God. That is worship, divine service. That's what y'all do every Sunday. That's what y'all do every Saturday. A ministration of God. Your God don't have no name. You just call him God. God. Or you call him Yah. Or you call him Most High. Or you call him Jesus. A ministration, or Allah, or Buddha. A ministration of God. That's what idolatry is. Adulteries. Image worship and a ministration of God, teaching people about your God, your pagan God that's not real, your Jesus and all your God. A ministration of God, that is worship. You worship all of them gods. I'm looking at the Greek number 2999. Divine service. You Christians want to believe that the Christian church got some kind of divine power, some kind of holy service, some kind of Holy Ghost up in it. It is the administration of a God and a divine service that you and the Gentiles have set up in the earth. All your theaters and all your temples. And that took me to another Greek number. Greek number 300. Let me get that. And then I'm going straight into the articles right now. Greek number 300, last one, idolatry, administration of God. what God, Jehovah, Jesus, and all the rest of them. That God. 300, Greek number 300. 300 says, look what it say, people. I'm reading 1 Peter 4:3. For the time past of our life may sufficient us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. The will of the Gentiles. What is the will of the Gentiles? That the whole world worship false gods. That the whole world be involved into idolatry. That the whole world be involved into paganism. That is the will of the Gentiles. That the whole world be abominable. And that's exactly what's going on right now today. The whole world is involved into idolatry. And it took me to Greek number 300. Okay? A hired preacher. A hired preacher. A hired. H-I-R-E-D now. I'm looking up the word idolatry. And 1 Peter 4:3, the word idolatry is taking me to two or three different Greek numbers for this word idolatry. And last Greek number is Greek number 300. A hired pastor, a hired bishop, a hired apostle, a hired prophet, a hired elder, a hired evangelist, a hired deacon, a higher rabbi, a higher minister to minister to God. Wow. Wow, people. This is what 1 Peter 4:3 is talking about. When you look up the word idolatries with an S, a hired preacher. I just read y'all earlier, they distribute fortunes, write all kind of checks and give all kind of money, just like the children of Israel took all their silver and gold and gave to Baal and all their gods. A hired minister, Greek number 300, to minister to God. that is render religious. Listen to me, people. That is to render religious homage, serve, do the service, worshiper. Worshiper, religious homage, a hired minister. Hired. Y'all pay the money to distribute fortune telling to you and sorcery and witchcraft about what God gonna do for you. God. A demon, a hired minister to minister to God. That is render religious homage. Serve, do the service, worshiper. Now let me go to my articles, people, before they cut me off. Let's go to this one right here. Let's go to this one. Because we started off with Diana over there in Acts. Chapter 19. I have more scriptures, but I can't get to them. I cannot get to them. What I can do is make a part two and come back. And I might do that if the God of Israel tell me to. Diana. Artemis. That's her ancient name. Artemis. So when you look up Artemis, look what it say. Look what it say, people, for Artemis. Artemis in Greek religion, the goddess of wild animals. Did not the Bible call Gentiles dogs? Over there in the book of Matthew, where the woman was crying after the Son of God, And he said, no, I'm not going to give the children bread to dogs. And she was a Gentile. So Artemis, ancient name, modern day name, Diana. Artemis in Greek religion, the goddess of wild animals. She's the goddess of the Gentiles that hunt and vegetation of the chastity and childbirth. So she was identified by the Romans with Diana. Artemis was the daughter of Zeus. Artemis is the daughter or was the daughter of Zeus. 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 I Zeus. Until they put the J there. It was an I. It was an I. In the King James Version Bible 1611, it was a I. They took the I and they put a J so they can hide who they are really writing about and who they are really telling you to worship and serve and call on and praise. They call him Jesus. That's his modern name. Just like Diana is the modern name for Artemis, okay? Artemis was the daughter of Zeus and Leto, and the twin sister of Apollo. The twin sister of Apollo among the royal prophets. Artemis was the favorite goddess, and that's why they wanted to kill Paul and his companions. Because he went up in their churches, up in their temple, their theater, where they was worshiping their god, Diana. And and he said, no, y'all can't worship gods made with hands. And they said, no, we got to get rid of Paul. We got to get rid of these men. Because they're going to, if we don't kill them and we don't stop them, they're going to stop our wealth. So, yes, people, it's all about what's going on in these theaters. They call churches. That's why they're building them so big and so huge with 5,000 seats, 10,000 seats, 20,000 seats, 50,000 seats. They building them so very huge, and they so very dark in there. They don't got no lights in there. It's just dark in there. It's like you are in a theater. You are in a theater. That's what it is. That's where they distribute their fortunes at. That's where they get their wealth, in the theaters, where they call on the gods. So Artemis is the daughter of Zeus, and she's the twin sister of Apollo. These are all Greek religion goddess and gods. And the New Testament was translated from the Hebrew, I believe it was. That's what they say, translated into the Greek tongue. So, yes, they had Izeus there, which is Zeus. Diana, which is Artemis. That's who the Romans were serving and the Greeks. Next article, people. And look what it says. Artemis. Let me go to her now. Right now in America, okay? You can look it up for yourself, people, if you don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. Artemis, modern name, Diana, goddess. Artemis, I'm reading an article right here, program. Artemis program. Look it up. Look it up. Artemis program. They're not trying to hide nothing from y'all people no more. It's just that y'all people don't educate yourself. Your people just don't educate yourself. You people got ears to hear. You can't hear. You got eyes to see. You can't see, and you don't want to see. They ain't trying to hide nothing from y'all, the Gentiles, the people that set up this kingdom that y'all call Earth right now, the world. They ain't trying to hide nothing. Artemis program. The Artemis program is a United States-led International Human Space Flight Program. Its primary goal is to return humans to the moon, especially the lunar south pole by 2024. What year is it now, y'all? What year is it, people? 2021. So by 2024, they want to take humans up to the moon to live. Elon Musk already said that they try to build a habitation up in space. That was an article in the news. They not trying to hide nothing. They want y'all people to know exactly what they are doing. Because they feel like you people are powerless, and you are powerless to stop them. Why? Because you don't have the God of Israel on your side. You don't have the God of Israel behind you. You don't have the God of Israel backing you. They already know they got 90% of the world. So Artemis, the Artemis program, it's a NASA, it's called Artemis NASA program. Go look it up, people. Go look it up. You don't believe me. Go look it up. But they want to get humans up in the Artemis, up there in the lunar south pole, Mars. Mars, Artemis, the goddess Diana, United States of America have a program right now to take people up to Mars to live on the moon, to live on Mars. Why? Because they want to glorify their goddess Diana, Artemis. That's who it's all about, people. Yes. 2024, that's what they planning. Next article, people. Let me look up the word theater. I'm still going. 2024. And I think they said to live in the moon is going to be like $200,000 or $300,000. They're going to charge you to have a habitation up there. They're going to try to make another life up there. These people want to be God. They want to be God. Satan, their God. Remember what he said in Isaiah 14? I'm going to read you that if I have time. Theater. So they still worshiping that same goddess, that same false pagan God that Paul got killed about. When he tried to come against their gods, the Romans took them out, man. They took them out, Paul and Peter and all of them. Calling on no Jesus, man. They was calling on the real Son of God that had power. That had power, people. Paul them had real power. Y'all people don't have no power. You're not calling on the real God. Theater is say. A building or outdoor area in which plays and other dramatic performance are given. Theaters, it say theaters have stairs. All the theaters have stairs. You notice all the churches, they got big stairs that you got to go up to get to the pulpit with Bishop Jake and all of them. These are theaters, people, for their gods and their goddesses. These are theaters. This is where they distribute their fortunes. This is where they hire their ministers. I just read that to you, Greek number 300. They hire their ministers to minister to God. He ain't got no name. His name is just God. That's what they tell the little poor dumb people, his name God. But the Gentiles that set up all these gods and all these religions, they know exactly who they worshiping. They know exactly who they serving. Artemis, Diana, Apollo, Zeus, that's their gods. So it said a play. So right now, people, let me finish this. The theater in a dark, man. You go up in a TDJ church, it's so dark, and oh, their church is so dark, man. The big old theaters. It's like you looking at a movie or a show, and that's the definition for theater. A play or other activity or presentation considered in terms of dramatic quality. It's like they are presenting a presentation to you about their God. And you got to get the money when they finish. You got to distribute the wealth to them. When they finish talking to you, giving a presentation about their God, Diana, Artemis, and Apollo, and Zeus, and all the rest of, you got to give them the money. And that's what it's all about, people. Acts 19:26. We got to get rid of Paul and his companions. If we don't get rid of, talking about, ain't no gods made with man hands, we're going to lose all our wealth. And our great goddess, Artemis, Diana, her magnificence will be absolutely nothing. So we got to take these people out, man. They want, they said Zeus ain't real. We got to get rid of Peter. We can't let Peter go around saying that. Next article, people. I'm getting ready to leave. Artemis NASA. That's what it's called. Artemis NASA. It's a NASA program that they're going to get humans to go to Mars and live in 2024, people. That's why everything is moving so fast, so fast, so fast, so fast. Because they know the judgment of the God of Israel is in the earth. But he's going to knock them out, man. He's going to knock them Gentiles out. I'm telling y'all, people, what I know in the prophetic. So I showed you who Artemis is. Diana, she's a goddess of the Romans and the Greeks. And that's why you got your New Testament wrote in Greek. Because they worshiping their gods undercover, undercover, undercover. And they told you his name Jesus, when his name really is Zeus. Look at Apollo. Apollo is one of the Olympia deities in the classical Greek and Roman religion and Greek and Roman mythology, the national divinity of the Greeks. Apollo has been recognized as a god of archery, music. Come on, Christian church. Come on, Hebrew Israelite. Who is Apollo? Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to make a part two, y'all. I think I'm going to have to make a part two because this is too heavy and it's too deep. And I got a lot of more scriptures that I need to read. I think I'm going to have to make a part two to this. So Apollo, he's over all the sports. So all the sports you see in the world, your basketball, your football, your soccer, your baseball, your running, your gymnastics, all this. Apollo, he's the god of the Olympia. He's the Greek and Roman god of religion and Greek and Roman mythology. Apollo has been recognized as a god of archery, music. What are you people worshiping in the earth, in the world? That's the name of this broadcast. What are you worshiping in the world? Music. All your music of the Christian church goes to Apollo. Let me say it again. He's the god of music. See, y'all don't know this stuff. You don't know it. You don't know it. And that's why the Gentiles are so confident. Joe Biden got on the news today, I believe it was, and made a statement and said, I have the freedom, he said, to kill you with the COVID if I want to. I would love to get the news article. I don't like to paraphrase. I want to get the news article where he said he has the freedom to do whatever he want to do with the COVID. With my COVID, he called it. That's why I don't want to paraphrase. Let me get it. Let me get it in a minute. But Apollo is over the music and dance. All your dancing in the Christian church and the Hebrew Israelite church and all the Buddha churches and the Allah churches and all y'all religion. It ain't nothing but Greek and Roman religion. That's all it is. And you worshiping their deities. Their demons. Their deities. Their demons. So Apollo is over the music and dance. That's why in the Christian church, you got to have a keyboard. You got to have the drums. You got to have the organ. You got to have the piano. You got to have this. Then they got to make a little dance. Call the dancers up there. And worshipers, they call them. Who are you worshiping? Who are you worshiping? Hebrew Israelites and Christians, you are worshiping Apollo. He's over the music and dance. That's why Lil Wayne and them, they getting wealthy, man. Beyonce and Jay-Z and all them rappers, they getting wealthy, man. R&B singers getting wealthy. Why? Because Apollo, the deity of the Gentiles, the deity of the Greeks and the Greeks and the Romans is giving them the wealth, distributing the fortune to them. Long as they worship their demons, they distribute the fortune to them. Music and dance. Look what it say. Look what it say. Apollo is a god of music and dance, truth and prophecy. Truth. Hebrew Israelites. Y'all say y'all into the truth. Apollo is over music, dance, truth, and prophecy. All your prophecy in the Christian church, Apollo, which is a demon, that's where you get all your prophecies from. That's not prophetic. It's not from the God of Israel. It is from a demon named Apollos. Truth. You Hebrew Israelite, what truth you got? You still got music and dance and taking money from people, distributing fortunes. Apollo people, truth and prophecy. Look what else it said, people. They ain't cut me off yet. I know I got to make a part two, people. Apollo, look at all this stuff. I did not, wait a minute now. Who is Apollo? Oh, Apollos is Diana Armitis' brother. This is a family here. So look, it says he's over music, dance, truth, and prophecy, healing and diseases, the sun and light, poetry, and more. Apollo is over all of that. And that's why when I went to school to get my high school diploma about 2 or 3 years ago, the history class that they gave me, people, I was blown out, people. I was blown out with the history. I had to email my teacher and say, what is this? What do this got to do with school? What do this got to do with education? What do this got to do with history? They gave me a curricular about Greek gods and goddesses. I mean, I had to learn about Apollo. I had to learn about who Zeus was. I had to learn about who Python was. I had to learn about Asclepius, all of them gods. For the Greeks and Romans, I had to learn in my curricular people, in my history class, to get a high school diploma. So what are your children learning in school? What are they falling? Oh, my God, people. Y'all don't want to know. Wait till part two when I come back. We'll deal with that. So he's over all of that. And that's why the Christian church said they got prophecies and they got healing and all of that. And come on, people. Next article. Next article. I'm getting ready to go. They're going to cut me off in a minute. Yeah. Okay. This is what I want to say now. Let me read the scripture right here. Isaiah 14:14. See, the God that's behind all of these false gods and demons and statues and names that they got set up in the earth, Satan is the God that's behind them. Yeah, Satan is real. Yeah, he's real, people. He's real. Your statues and stuff and all that, that's, Satan is real. Isaiah 14:14. I will ascend above the top of the clouds. Y'all hear what he said? I just read to you, Armitis, the goddess Diana, the NASA Armitis program. They're going to get people back to the moon to live up in space. And 2024, about two more years from now, that's their aim and that's their goal. Look what Satan say. Look what he say. Who is they doing it for? They're gods. They're gods. Satan and all the rest of them. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Ascend. He said he's gonna descend to the heights of the cloud. What is the heights of the cloud? Mars. Mars. Space. That's where they want to get the humans. That's where they want to make their new world, their new life, their new gods, their new God. And everything else. Let me get the news article now. So, hold on. What Joe Biden said today. Oh, we're still here, y'all. I think I could pull it up like this. So Zeus is his mama. Apollos is the son of Zeus and Leto. Armitis is his sister. Zeus is Armitis' mama. I mean, daddy, Zeus, I, Zeus, same thing y'all follow, just with a J, Jesus, Jesus. Zeus and Letito is their parents. This is one big mythology and Roman gods. Wow, people. Woo. This is really heavy here. Well, they took that down. Okay, I'm going to have to get it another way. I should have saved that. Give me a minute. They're going to cut me off in a minute. But your music and your drums and your keyboards and your organs and all your stuff running around the Christian church dancing and all of that, falling out and slobbing and bumping your head, you are worshiping Apollo. Apollo. He's the god of dance and music and healing and prophecies. Joe Biden. Should have been in there. Look what he said, y'all. This was 21 hours ago. Joe Biden said this. Your wonderful United States of America are Metis, Diana, Greek and Roman goddess. Mm-hmm. That's your Statue of Liberty and all of that stuff. Your Mary and all of that stuff, Guadalupe and all of that stuff you got set up with Mary. Yeah, same God, goddess with a different name. It said Biden mocks vaccine skeptics. I have the freedom. Look what Joe Biden said now. Y'all tell me what this means. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. He said this yesterday at 9:23 p.m. This is the article that I'm reading. Biden mocks vaccine skeptics. I have the freedom to kill you, he said, with my COVID. So could y'all people please tell me what that means? I told y'all, they not hiding nothing no more. They letting you know the new world order and everything that they want to do. It's here, people. It's here. It's just y'all people need to be wake up out your drone, out your domes and out your sleep. Because it's here. They showing you exactly who they serve. They show you exactly what they going doing. They show you exactly what their intent is. Wow. That's a deep phrase right there. A deep phrase. I'm going to leave this down here, people. I'm still going, people. So today I was reading the news, and it say a young woman in her 20s, was reading the Bible to her little daughter. 7-month-year-old little baby. She was reading a bedtime Bible story to her 7-month-year-old little daughter. And a stray bullet, she was reading the Bible now, the Bible. The Bible. She was reading it to her little 7-month-year-old baby. A stray bullet came through her window after last night and shot her dead in her head. So y'all people still, she dead right now today with a Bible in her hand. So y'all people still want to believe. I feel bad for her, you know. I feel bad for her. I feel she sound like an innocent person. I don't know what she is. I can't speak on what she is and who she is. But I never heard nothing like that in my life. And I was in the Christian church 20 years of my life. I never heard nobody reading the Bible and got shot in the head by a stray bullet and end up losing their life. I never heard of that, people. The God of Israel, he's using a lot of things right now and a lot of examples in this earth to show y'all exactly where we are. Yes, people, it's getting worse and worse. And I'm speaking to you prophetic right now. It's getting worse and worse, my people. It's getting worse. Anytime you can read a Bible and a stray bullet come through your window and kill you, y'all tell me where we are in this earth right now. Father God. Yeah. My sister told me today over there in Detroit, Michigan, it's 300 students, was in the news, she said, that got COVID 19. And my little niece, she go to that school, got COVID-19, and the principal of the school also have COVID-19. So people, please, I'm begging you people, please. I have told you over and over again to stop serving these false gods. They not real. Move away from me. I have told y'all that over and over again. Please, people. Please, people. I'm telling y'all, it's gonna get so very bad. I had a dream about 4 or 5 nights ago that black women had water up their neck. Stop, people. Please. I'm in tears right now. I told y'all, don't send your kids. Move, bear. Go lay down. Don't send your kids to those schools. I told you, I warned you, the God of Israel told you don't do it. He closed them down for a reason, not to open them back up. And with that, people, I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going to make a part two to this because I really feel that we need to hear part two. Please, people. Please. Am I missing anything, God of Israel? Am I missing anything? I don't think so, people. I'm just going to close out with this scripture right here. I'm going to close out with two scriptures. Ephesians 2:2 and Revelation 9:20. Ephesians 2:2. Ephesians 2:2. That's who they serving in the world. That's who y'all worshiping in this world. Greek and Roman gods has been set up by them. Now they want to take it to the moon. They want to take it to the moon now and set their God Satan up beyond the clouds so he can be the Most High. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. The God of Israel is not the Most High. The God of Israel is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He going to be like the Most High, meaning that he's going to be over any God in this earth when they set him up beyond the clouds. That's what they're going to try to do. Ephesians 2:2. Ephesians 2:2. Where in a time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now work in the children of disobedience. Y'all hear me, people? Do you hear me? You are walking according to the rules, to the laws, to the stipulation, to the guidelines of this world. according to the Prince, Greek number 758, a first in rank of power. That would be Satan himself, according to the Prince of the power, the power of the air. It's a Greek number 109, to breathe unconsciously. And you notice in the Christian church, they always want to blow on you. When them leaders get up there and they want you to pray, they blow on people and all of that. Those are the demons. Those are the demons, the distributing of the fortune, the demons. When they blow, he's the prince of the power of the air. It's a air in the Greek, to breathe unconsciously, and then you fall out. When they blow on you and all of that, you fall out, people. It's a to breathe unconsciously. That is respire, by analog, to blow air. He's the prince of the power of the air. Yes, that's why they try to go up to NASA with Artemis, Diana, the goddess. That's the name of the program. She's the greatest goddess. She's the number one goddess of the Greeks and the Romans. Number one. That is Mary. That's who she is, Mary. Guadalupe, all of them represent her. Astra, they all represent her with a different name. That now is say the prince of the power of the air that now work in the children of disobedience. That's what it is. Satan is working in you people. It's a Greek number 543 for disobedience. I'm reading Ephesians 2:1. Disbelief. It don't matter what I say. It don't matter what the God of Israel say. It don't matter what the God of Israel tell you. It don't matter what the God of Israel say to you. You do not believe. You do not believe. You are disobedient. The prince of the air is now, right now, working in the children of disobedience. And because you are disobedient, you don't believe what I am saying to you. And that's why you keep on walking in your own will and your own way. Disobedience, Greek number. It's a disbelief, Greek number 543, obstinate, hard-hearted, stiff-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious, disobedience, unbelief. It's another Greek number. It took me for the word disobedience, for Ephesians 2:2, Greek number 545. As a negative partial, unpersuadable. That is contumacious, disobedient. It doesn't matter. Can't nobody persuade you people to do right? Can't nobody persuade you people to walk away from these gods and these theaters and these religions? Can't nobody persuade you to walk away from Apollo and Zeus and Artemis and all these gods? Yeah, can't nobody. You are a disobedient child, unpersuadable. It doesn't matter what I say, how long I say it. I've been on this broadcast for 2 years, two long years talking to y'all people. You are unpersuadable. Because you belong to Satan, the prince of the power of the air. That's who you belong to. And that's why I cannot persuade you. And that's why Jeremiah couldn't persuade him. That's why Moses couldn't persuade him. That's why Ezekiel couldn't persuade him. That's why Elijah couldn't persuade him. That's why the Son of God himself, Yeshua, couldn't persuade him. That's why John the Baptist couldn't persuade him. That's why Paul couldn't persuade him. That's why Peter could persuade him. Y'all are the children of disobedience. Satan is your father. Mahoon also, I don't know, they probably cut me off. Let me go. No, yeah, I'm finished. Thank you. Oh, God.